Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, hello there and greetings, dear friend, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith Radio Ministry broadcast. And I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here, and glad to have you along with us today. And boy, I tell you what, we got some good singing lined up for you. Just sitting here looking over my song log that we go by here. And I tell you, got some good singing going on today. And I tell you what, I'm just excited about the Word of God. I tell you, these things that God is for us, hey, in the book of Hebrews 9 and chapter 9 and chapter 10, hey, I'm just telling you, we can make it. You can live for God. You can be a light in a dark world because all these things, 15 different things that He is. We saw three of them yesterday, and we'll try to give you three more today. And hoping that it'll bless your heart. Now, that'll be in the preaching time later on. And, of course, we'll have another truth for the day. But right now, we're going to get right into the singing. This is Spencer and Haley and Justin singing for you as a trio here. Said, I think I'll just go with God. Amen.
I started a journey many years ago, looking for rest and peace for my soul. I found it at Calvary, and truly I say, it's satisfied then and gets better each day. I think I'll just go with God. For looking back my way, I don't see a lot. With Him there is joy.
With Him there is joy.
And blessings untold.
Great blessings untold. So I think I'll just go.
Despair. Oh, but God's way is filled with sweet, tender care.
I found Him a faithful, compassionate friend. So my course is set, and I'll finish with Him.
And I think I'll just go with God.
For looking back my way, I don't see a lot.
Praise God. I think I'll just go with Him. Amen. I like the direction He's going. Hey, I like where He's at. Amen. Praise God. I'll just go with God. I like that song, don't you? Amen. As a blessing. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you like good singing like that, come on by and pay us a visit. We have that kind of singing all the time. And we sometimes get kind of used to it, but you know, we shouldn't get used to it. We've been extremely blessed, and we thank God for that. Amen. But we would love to have you come and visit here at Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. Amen. We'll meet tomorrow night for prayer meeting at 7 o'clock on the Wednesday night time. And then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. And we'd love to have you come and pay us a visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. And looking forward to that. All right. Well, I tell you what, here's a good one from the choir. We used to do this all the time, but we haven't done it lately. Miss Tammy Carter singing along with the rest of the adult choir. A song that talks about he'll do it again. Amen. Praise God.
Well, you may be down and feel that God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it might seem that there's just no way out and you're going under, but God's proven time and time again He'll take care of you, and He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. You're going through, He knows how you're hurting. He knows your heart and how that it's been just broken in two. He's the God of the stars, the sun and the sea, and He is your Father. He can calm all the storms. He knows the way. He'll carry you through, and He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then.
Do it again and again and again and again and again. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He will do it again. Great job there by Miss Tammy Carter and the rest of our adults there in the choir. Amen. Well, in our truth for the day, let's see here in Romans chapter number 8, And verse number 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, regeneration in Christ brings release. Refuse to live in the past. Remember the verse from yesterday? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Don't have to live there. Don't have to live there. Because, hey, you don't have that condemnation because we don't walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God and His truth. Amen. Well, that brings us to prayer time. Here on this Tuesday, we hope that you can take a moment or two and pray with us as we go to our Heavenly Father in a season of prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, asking You, dear Lord, to forgive us of any sin, of any iniquity, any conflict, any transgression against Thy law, any way we've come up short today of Thy glory. I pray that You'd forgive us and cleanse us. Now, Lord, I thank You for Your blessings. I thank You for Your bounty. I thank You for Your benefits. I thank You for being who You are. And God, we give You praise today for all that You are and all that You've done. We want to say thank You. Now, Lord, I pray, as I'm sure many are as well today, praying with us. But I'm asking You, God, that You touch every need of the heart, every uncertainty, every question. Pray, God, You'd help that. And I pray that You would just touch those that are sick today. And there's several folk in our church family that are battling different things. And I pray for that one particularly. God, You know who they are, that's battling cancer. And I pray, God, these treatments will work. And I pray, God, that You touch that one that's having heart issues and, God, issues of the mind. I pray, God, that You would touch each and every one. Now, Lord, as we wait in Thy presence today, and we are asking You, dear Lord, to bless the rest of the broadcast time like You have the first part of it. And God, we're asking You, God, that You'll just continue, God, to use the music to stir hearts and bless people. And I pray, God, today that You'll touch those that are not saved. I pray they'll be trusting Christ today before the program comes to a close. Thank You again for Jesus. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank You, Lord. I do thank You. And I thank You for allowing us to be a part of Your day. And we're going to hear a song from the Sounds of Faith right here. And a song that you can goes back a ways. And I think it'll bless your heart. Hey, it says, just, hey, you can lock me up in a prison and you can throw away the key. Hey, but I can still go free. Amen.
Lock me up in a prison and throw away the key. Take away my vision from these eyes that now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bound my hands and feet. But as long as I know Jesus, I can still go free. That I could still go free.
would reach down his hand and do this for me. Unworthy to live and not fit to kill, then a man on the cross puts me in his will and said that I could still go free. Now I never could quite understand why a king would want to leave his throne to don the robes of an earthly man, feel the pain, the flesh, and bone, then to later trod that earthly path that led to Calvary, where the blood-red stains, they broke all my chains, and I can still go free. That I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me? And not fit to kill, then a man on the cross puts me in his will and said that I could still go free. And then a man on the cross puts me in his will and said that I could still go free. Go free.
I could still go free. Amen. The Sounds of Faith Quartet. Amen. Well, here's one from the orchestra. Before the message, we'll go back to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9. Amen. So have your place ready, and we'll go to that right after we hear this. There's just something about that name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, you heard from Miss Joanne Warlick yesterday, and that I wouldn't miss it. She used to sing that song too, and she'd get to that part, and she'd do that recitation. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh yes, there's just something about that name. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, there is still something about that lovely name of Jesus. And he is everything to us. And we're looking at that fall Jesus or Christ for us as we see the different characters in which Jesus appears for us in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9 and chapter number 10. We noticed yesterday how he was the propitiation to atone in verse number 12 of chapter 9. In verse 14, we notice he was the purifier to cleanse. And then we finished up yesterday with the thought of he's the mediator to act in verse 15. But look in verse 24 of Hebrews 9 today. The Word of God says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us." So now we see him as priest to represent, as priest to represent. This is one of three appearances of Christ in this text. You could have to go down to verse 28 and you'd see his past appearance. He appeared to offer and bear sins of the world. He come to deal with sin. And then, of course, in our present reading today, he appears there to make intercession for us on our behalf. But then there is a promised appearance as well. He said that those that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation, there at the latter part of verse 28. But he is our priest to represent us before God. But then think of him as this, as the sin remover, to bless. Look at verse number 26. For then must he have often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Oh, I'm thankful today that I don't have to work at it. I don't have to do it. I don't have to offer myself as a sacrifice for sin. Now we should submit ourselves before God, which is would be our reasonable service, Romans tells us. Of course, Paul wrote that too. And we see that in Christ is our sin remover to bless. But, you know, I tell you, he's all these things to us. But it just struck me, what are we to him? Now, I know he loved us with an unconditional love. I know that. And I don't understand that part of it. I don't understand why God would love somebody like me. But are we his vessel today? Are we his hands? Are we his tool? Are we his means? One thing we ought to be is his channel. A channel, a blessing from God. He may use us and through us. Use us to be a blessing. But notice, not only is he manifested as priest to represent, as sin remover to bless, but notice he as the substitute to suffer. We play occasionally, the orchestra play in this song, and we certainly have played Miss Carolyn Parker Owen singing this song at when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. I believe that. I believe every man, woman, boy, and girl. I believe he died for the world, not just for those who were living then, but all of us who live now hereafter him dying on the cross. But he was our substitute. Notice the reading of God's word in verse number 28. So Christ was once offered, notice this now, to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I should have been crucified. That's one of the songs of my childhood. I remember we had a teenage girl's ensemble that sang that song. I should have been crucified. I should have been the one that hung there in shame. I should have been the one that took upon that cross. I was the guilty one. You were the guilty one. But praise God, Christ is and was our substitute. That's why it makes no sense at all to me. And, you know, I'm very simplistic in my thinking. And some say I'm simplistic in my preaching, which is okay too. I just try to do what I do and try to be what I am and don't try to, you know, mimic or imitate someone else. I try to be myself. But you know what? That's why I don't understand why anybody would want to stay in their sin. It's all been paid for. All those sins, I believe they all been paid for. All we have to do as a repentant sinner is just trust what Christ has done. Trust his substitutionary death there at Calvary. He died in your place. He died in your stead and in my place and in my stead. And boy, I tell you what, it's absolutely foolish for anyone to go to hell because no one has to. You don't have to. Oh, God has paid the price. He has laid himself down, as a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Oh, no, he said, no one taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of myself willingly. He willingly took our place. He willingly stood and laid there in my place and in yours. Oh, he's the great substitute to suffer. And boy, I tell you what, I'm encouraged today because as long as I think like this, I can stay pretty much upbeat. But you start thinking on the opposite of this, and you'll get discouraged. Think on these things. It's not dependent on me. It's not depending on you. It all depends on Jesus, and he never fails. Oh, the Bible said he has overcome the world. And praise God, we can have life and have it more abundantly through Christ, our substitute. May God help us with those thoughts for today. Until then, until tomorrow, God bless you. Keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.